Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
We recently moved into a brand new home up on Five Point Valencia, and we thoroughly enjoy both the development and the surrounding neighborhood. And the contemporary architecture appeals to us, and the homes incorporate modern technology designed to minimize the environmental impact. Yet sadly, there's already graffiti. What is it about the human condition that feels compelled to mar beauty? What pleasure does someone derive from adding unintelligible scribbles to a pristine electrical unit? Now, one of our hesitations about moving here was that we now live in what's called an unincorporated area of Los Angeles. This means our primary services are not provided by the city we love, Santa Clarita, but instead by a county that we actually loathe, Los Angeles. Now, because of our location, I had to navigate the labyrinth LA County website to report the graffiti. As I clicked and typed, I could hear myself muttering that this was all futile, that there was no way someone from LA County Services would come all the way up to Valencia to clean up the mess. Just like no way. Well, yes way. Within 60 seconds, I received an email acknowledging my ticket, and the templated message stated that corrective action would be taken within 72 hours and that I would be informed when the work was completed, complete with photographic evidence. Can you believe it? In less than 3 days, I received an email confirming the job was done, along with a photo taken in the sunshine showing the mess had been eradicated. This message thanked me for taking proactive steps to help maintain my environment and wished me a wonderful rest of the day. Now, that experience got me thinking about the workplace. Why do some people metaphorically graffiti the workplace? Their scribbles come in many forms. Gossip is one. Negativity is another. Laziness is just plain ugly. Left unreported, workplace graffiti doesn't disappear on its own. It requires engaged employees and strong leadership, willing to clean up the mess and willing to stand up and speak up. Now, our business has now served more than 300 client organizations across 28 states around the globe, and all of them understand that human resources are not merely a cost, but a means of delivering exemplary results for shareholders and stakeholders alike. The most consistent difference I've observed between the best and worst organizations can be summed up in one word: leadership. See, most reasonable residents want to live in a clean, graffiti-free neighborhood without transients on their doorstep. Engaged residents report problems and remain invested in their community when they see civil services respond and take action. Now, likewise, my observation has been that most reasonable employees want to work in an environment that is collegial, respectful, and focused on achieving meaningful results for internal and external customers. See, engaged employees will not tolerate gossip, negativity, or laziness when they can see that their leaders care as much as they do. Over the last 20 years, we've watched the city we love, Santa Clarita, continue to grow and blossom because of what? Strong civic leadership, which in turn fosters engaged residents. In the same way, we've seen organizations thrive because of strong leadership that creates engaged employees. What I find most telling is that good employees will leave bad organizations, just as good residents will leave bad neighborhoods. In just the first few months of living up here on the hill, we've already heard story after story after story of families fleeing the dilapidation of other parts of LA County after hearing about the beauty of Santa Clarita. The same dynamic plays out daily in workplaces around the world. Good people will flee bad organizations. As I pull this story into the driveway, I can't help but imagine a comical scene: a couple of LA County civil servants receiving my ticket and being assigned a job on the northern outskirts of their territory. I picture them racing up the freeway, encouraged that a resident cares enough to help fight the good fight against graffiti. So, simple story, but let's all continue to be residents and employees who care enough to quote unquote submit a ticket, make the call, and do our part to maintain good neighborhoods and great workplaces.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.